Welcome to Maseches Eruvin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We've been discussing the halachas of Eruvei Techumen, an Eruv that extends a person's ability to walk further than 2,000 amos outside the city. This Mishnah discusses the fascinating concept of Rosh Hashanah, or the fact that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. We know that in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot always are 2 day Yom Tovim, and in Israel they're one. The only exception is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. And we'll see in the Mishnah what the reason is, and some of the thought process and halachic ramifications of having Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rosh Hashanah shall yare shema tisaber. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, a person is nervous. Maybe it will become a chodesh ibor, a leap month. That means to say like this, in the times of the Mishnah, they used to determine Rosh Chodesh, the beginning of the month, through re'iyah, through seeing. That means to say, witnesses would come into the high court, and they would testify that they saw a new moon, they were cross-examined, and then if they were found to be saying the truth, then the Bezdin, the Jewish court, would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, they would sanctify the month, and they would declare that day Rosh Chodesh. And they would send out notices to all the different areas in Israel and even outside of Israel. Now, if let's say the moon was not seen by the night of the 30th, then the Bezdin, the Jewish court, would turn the month into a leap month. And we would say like this, that the day number 30 counts in the previous month, and Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st day. So Rabbi Yehuda says over here that if a person was nervous that maybe the high court will determine the month of Elul, a Me'ubar, a leap month, and it comes out there's going to be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day of Elul and the first day of Tishrei, and he needs to be on one day in one place, and the eastern side, for example, and he needs to be on the other day on the other side, the western side. So says Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'arab Adam Shneiru, a person can make 2 eruvs on the day before Rosh Hashanah, which would be the 29th of Elul, according to this calculation, one in the east and one in the west. Vomer and the fellow says, Eruvi Barishon Larit Mizrach. My eruv for the first day is on the eastern side. Obasheni, my eruv for the second day, Lamarav, is on the western side. Or the other way around, Barishon Lamarav for the first day is on the west side, Obasheni Lamizrach, and the second day should be on the western side, on the eastern side. Or the guy could say, Eruvi Barishon, I want my eruv to work on the first day, Obasheni Harenik Vneir, but I don't want an eruv the second day, and therefore I have the right to carry 2,000 amos any direction outside the city. Or he could say, Ruva B'sheni, Ruva Rishon B'nei'iri, the second day I want the Erev to take effect. But on the first day, I want to remain just like everybody else in the city. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are only there because it's a suffix, it's a doubt. If the Jewish court made the Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day of Elul, or the 31st day of Elul. So it comes out inevitably, really, one of those 2 days, by definition, is Chol, it's a weekday. Therefore, we view this like Yantip before Shabbos, which we saw previously, and therefore he says that one can switch his Eruv, and it can be one way for one day and one day for the other day. But the Chachamim, when they heard his opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, they were not happy with him. They didn't admit that his halacha is true, because they hold that both days of Rosh Hashanah have one Kedusha, they have one holiness, because they say that the reason that we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is not only because we're not sure if it's going to be a leap month or not, rather we're nervous that maybe the witnesses will come on the 30th day of Elul late in the day. They'll testify they saw the moon, and we won't know, you know, and then it'll already have been partially Rosh Hashanah that day. Therefore, initially they instituted that there should be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Halachically, the Gemara teaches us that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are called Yom Arichta, one long day, and therefore says, say the Chachamim, that you cannot make an Eruv in two separate ways. It's considered one long day, one long Kedusha, and that is the actual halacha that we rule. Just one additional detail on this, that's only on Rosh Hashanah. However, when it comes to the other holidays, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot and Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, where there's 2 days of Yantif, where each of the days there is a suffix because it's really Yantif, because we don't know what time the Jewish court was actually sanctified the new month, even the Chacham would admit to Rabbi Yehuda that it's considered two separate Kedushas, and there it would be permissible to make an Eruv in two different directions. Wishing you a beautiful day. All the best.